Welcome to the Paranormal News Insider for May 21st, 2012. In cryptid news, Vance Nelson, a Canadian creationist, recently visited the Amazon rainforest and documented a pictograph displaying nine hunters surrounding a sauropod-like dinosaur. His conclusion? The pictograph, which is about 5,000 years old, obviously proves that man and dinosaur coexisted in this area during that time. He also states there are stories stemming from a researcher who visited the area in the 1940s, was told of a similar creature that lived near a local river. In UFO news, two astronomers affiliated with the Arizona State University report that they have seen five UFOs near the Earth's moon. The claim came in April of this year, but a couple of interesting points behind their claim has also recently surfaced. Both men had been trying since 2011 to get the moon scanned for intelligent life forms, just as SETI, the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence, has done in various parts of space using ground-based satellites. The men have also suggested a search of the moon's surface for evidence as well. A second piece of controversy has come from a person who owns the videos in which the astronomers claim they saw the UFOs and have altered the video and claimed it as their own. A mystery object was sighted by a pilot of a small private jet last Monday over Denver, Colorado. The pilot got a quick glimpse of the object and immediately thought it was a remote-controlled plane. The FAA has no answers and has launched an investigation into what the object might have been. The sighting occurred at around 8,000 feet, and no information has been discovered in the last week. Actor Will Smith appeared on BBC Radio 1 last Wednesday and shared a story about his family visiting the White House. While in the White House Situation Room, Smith's son Jaden began to ask President Obama about aliens. The president quickly responded with a cannot confirm or deny speech that now has many people questioning what the president meant behind the comment. Well, I'm sure the story is just about entertaining a kid or wondering if it happened at all, and it's just a big plug for the latest Men in Black movie. And in other news, space may be the final frontier, but a systems engineer plans on creating a ship that will explore Mars, the Moon, and possibly beyond. The ship? Well, the Star Trek Enterprise. That's right, he plans on building a life-sized version of the ship within the next 20 years. While he says most of the technology is readily available, or will be within the next 20 years, he never states where the money will come from, how this large vessel will be able to escape Earth's orbit to make it into space, or how he plans on obtaining nuclear power to power the ship. No word either on whether his plans are copyright infringements. And a woman suffered third-degree burns on her leg and hands as rocks she had put into her cargo shorts spontaneously erupted in flames. The family had been walking along a beach in San Clemente Beach in Southern California. Her children had picked up and played with the rocks for a while before the woman put them in her pocket. Her husband also suffered from burns as he helped try to extinguish the flames. The rocks are being analyzed, and it is thought that they may contain phosphorus, which could produce very hot flames. Be sure to visit the Grand Dark Conspiracy Network at thegdc.ning.com, on Facebook, and live every Monday night at 10 p.m. Eastern on sharkradionetwork.com. I'll see you there, and I'll see you next week on the Grand Dark Conspiracy. For the Paranormal News Insider, I'm Brian Parsons.